Kanye West blew us out of the water.
DJ Gower.
Grammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Right. Enter
you in. That's the rapper seemingly walking on water with his kids during his Sunday service. The epic visual was held over the weekend at Pinewood Forest in Fayetteville, Georgia, where the dad of four was seen joining his choir during the dramatic entrance. Jesus is
Lord, Lord of Lords. If pastor friends are in town, they'll come and they'll say a few words.
Time, and we don't live in a fast
We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves.
Episode 231 coming at you, Kanye for president.
That's right, folks. Cast your votes now. And then cast them again. And then mail them in. And then write somebody else's name and then cast your vote that way. Because, you know, we want to test the system.
Yeah. So Kanye, he's got my vote, definitely. And yeah, man, I definitely want a bipolar psycho running the country because he can't do any worse, right? Kardashian is a first lady. It just sounds like a dream come true.
I mean, if the current first lady can have nude photographs and those supporters of that group could consider that to be tasteful art, then obviously Kanye can be president and have the first lady have a fucking full-fledged viral porn video of her with some other dude.
There you go. So that'll be interesting as it plays out.
And yeah, I think, man, you need to put some Ray J in the background on this track right now.
All right. I'm going to take a lot of musical suggestions from Gower because the rap
Ray J was the gentleman in said viral video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
More knowledge than I got on the fucking...
I don't think I've actually ever heard a piece of... music that he's ever created, but yeah, I've seen his dick apparently.
We've all seen his dick, and yeah, it's pretty small, really.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, man, you're gonna hear a lot of political tracks because the two-party system is fucking retarded, yo.
Fuck the two-party system. Fuck the division. I mean, if there was ever one thing that we could learn from all of this is that it's not black, it's not white, it's not gray, it's a goddamn rainbow, and it needs to be fucking represented as such, right? It's not red, it's not blue, it's red, blue, yellow, green, black, brown, fucking everything, dude. And every one of those voices need to be represented and have sway and ability. And if that means that we have to fraction into like what you see like in England, where you have like 27 different parties or whatever, right? The Tories, the Labour, and the da 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 da, right? Like, then that's what it is, right? I mean,
the Tory Amoses. Just kidding.
I mean, I guess there could be a political party about like savant piano players that were, you know, abused by their religious fathers. I mean, that sounds like a legit political party.
There you go.
Yeah.
So yeah, people are rioting in the streets, getting beat down in the streets, and it's one of the craziest times ever. We're still making this fucking podcast 10 years later.
There was a political party that I heard about some time ago that, you know, it kind of like made a little bit of waves and then kind of recessed. But I still think that at least conceptually, it's got the right ideals. You know, it's called PORP. I don't know if you've heard of PORP or not.
PORP?
Yeah. You heard of PORP?
No.
Gower
joining the PORP cult. We're Porp calling it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
The Porp charismatic leader. Yeah, dude. He's sucked Gower in and his family. Giving his paycheck to this guy. It's an ugly scene. So we'll talk about PORP in our next talking segment. Here comes more music. Kanye for president. Rhyme.
And college dropout of treason.
Let's say China.
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 You go over to China.
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 Differences. up, bought that coma 2001. About the same time Dre dropped 2001. 3 years later, the album is done. Aftermath presents Nigga With An Attitude, Volume 1. Rap critics politicking, wanna know the outcome. Ready to die reasonable, doubting doggy style in one. I feel like Pac after the Snoop Dogg trial was done. Dre behind that G-Series and all eyes on me. I watched the death of a dynasty, so I told Vibe magazine, working with Dr. Dre was a... I had visions of making a classic. Then my world turned black, like I was staring out of Stevie Wonder's glasses. It's kinda hard to imagine, like Kanye West coming back from his fatal accident to beat making and rapping. But we the future. Whitney Houston told me that, and it's gonna take more than a bullet in the heart to hold me back.
Rushing in this 40 ounce, letting the ink from my pen bleed. Cause Martin Luther King had her, Aaliyah had her, left eye had her. So I reached out to Kanye
and I brought you all my dreams. Cause I love you.
Dreams of fucking a R&B bitch like Maya. When I saw that ass on the front of that King, read the article in the magazine. She love gangsters, love nasty things. So I'm in the glass house having nasty dreams. Good girls never give it up, but anything is possible. If 50 fuck Vivica, hurdle life's obstacles, found my way through the maze. Then joy turned to pain like Frankie Beverly and Maze. Used to dream of being unsigned hype, till I was crushed by Dave Mays. Almost let my pen fall asleep on the page. Daydreaming yesterday, dozing off backstage. I thought I saw Easy talking to Jam Master J. So I walked over, heard Jam Master say, it's a hard knock life, then you pass away. They say sleep is the cousin of death. So my eyes wide open, cause a dream is kin to your last breath. Rushing in this 40 ounce, letting the ink from my pen bleed. Cause Martin Luther King had her, Aaliyah had her, left eye had her. So I reached out to Kanye
and I brought you all my dreams. Cause I love you.
The dream of Huey Newton, that's what I'm living through. The dream of Eric Wright, that's what I'm giving you. Who walked through the White House without a business suit? Compton had Jerry Curl dripping on Ronald Reagan's shoes. Gave Michael in my demo, came here to pay my dues. Started off with Who Kid, then I start blazing Clue. It was all a dream like Big said it be. Don't sleep on me, homie, I bring nightmares to reality. Rap phenomenon, defying the rules of gravity. Studied all the classics, start revising my strategy. Cause Marshall Mathers made it, Curtis Jackson made it. Head in the clouds, wondering where the hell Marvin Gaye went. How do I say this? I'm living for my son, but I can't figure out why I'm at my temple with this gun. Wake up to a Jesus piece like a Catholic nun. The war to be a rap legend has just begun.
Rushing in this 40 ounce, letting the ink from my pen bleed. Cause Martin Luther King had her, Aaliyah had her, left eye had her. So I reached out to Kanye
and I brought you all my dreams. Cause I love you.
Dedicated to Yetunde Price, the sister of Venus and Serena Williams, who was slain during a gang shootout in Compton Sunday, September 14th, 2003. Rest in peace.
In the air.
Put your hands in the air.
Put your hands in the air.
Put your hand in the air.
Put your hands in the air.
Put your hand in the air. Put your hand in the air.
Good. Okay, baby. See you in there.
take care of. And right then is when we paired up. Pull a chair up and make a space for yourself. You should taste what I felt. It's probable that those on the bottom gonna hold you accountable. It's lonely at the top and it's also hostile. Everybody got their own course full of obstacles. Don't let your heart grow cold like a popsicle. She says she wants someone to treat her as an equal. And right then we started speeding towards Reno. Burning rubber in a burgundy regal. Fly like a dove, then dive like an eagle. I'm a 70 deuce, that year was a classic. Buzz got loose, and we here trying to catch it. She said that she was unimpressed. That's when I stood up and did the Kanye West. Put your hands in the air like you really do care. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Put your hands in the air like you really do care.
I think she said she wanted a place to feel free.
And right then we started building a team, trying to make a better perfect. A little purpose, the only thing for certain is the sleep disturbance. But ever since people started measuring time, we've been looking for an easy way to settle our mind. Take a load off, or take your clothes off, or shut your eyes and roll straight for the roadblock. She say she needed something that she could blame. And right then is when I offered my name. It's the only thing I got that'll always remain. So I'ma share it with you, so you can complain too. She say she wanna find a cure for death. I know she meant that in the purest sense. But when I finally die, put on your Sunday best and throw your hands in the sky like Kanye West. Put your hands in the air like you really do care. Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Put your hands in the air like you really do care. Nothing to me. The time got a price, but the trouble is free. If we gonna struggle, I'ma do it comfortably and live life like I love to breathe. You need to prove nothing to me. The time got a price, but the trouble is free. If we gonna struggle, I'ma do it comfortably and live life like I love to breathe.
episode 231 coming at you. Kanye for
That's
president.
That's right, folks. You know, vote for dissent. Vote for chaos. Vote for insanity. Because it's the only way we're going to fucking learn.
Yep. So, yeah, back to the poor.
Yeah, man.
People, party of reason
yeah,
and progress.
Yeah, it's basically started as like a social media page. And I don't know. I mean, they got all fucked up and everything because like you got hijacked and people try to steer shit in different directions and be more like whatever. But the concept behind it was that anybody could run as a candidate under the guise of being that they're running as a member of PORP, right? So you didn't have to be a Democrat, didn't have to be a Republican or Green or, you know, Libertarian or whatever. You could be PORP, right? And the fundamental concept behind it was, you know, you don't have to agree with the left or the right. You just want to see a functioning government that promotes equality and scientific advancement, right? Like, take the fucking bullshit out of it. Take the ego, take all of that away from it, and just look at the factual information and make informed decisions based on that, right? Take all the emotion and the triggered and the, all that shit out of it and just say, like, is this the right thing to do? Is this benefiting all of the people? Or is this at a detriment?
That would be pretty logical in the U.S.
Yeah, I know their icon is a porpoise, right? But it really should be.
Yeah,
it really should be Spock. Weak. But, and it just says like what logical.
Yeah, there you go. So it's election year. I can't wait till it's all over and all the votes have been cast because I think Kanye is coming to the
White
House.
Well, for as much like drama and bullshit and everything that a presidential election really creates and has effect on culture and society, the really important shit is everything else on that ballot. I mean, you know as well as I do. Like, I mean, we live in California, okay? Like, in the last election, I think it was like 35 million votes for Hillary Clinton and like 10 million votes for Trump, right? So my vote doesn't really fucking matter, right? The vast, in that sense,
no, it
right?
doesn't.
For that premier first tier candidate, right? But when you start going down ticket, right? Like, this is the shit that everybody shits the bed on, right? Everyone wants to spend all day on Facebook fighting with their, you know, cousins and high school friends about, you know, Pizzagate and, you know, Epstein and all this shit, right? When, do you know who's running to be your, you know, locally elected officials? Do you know who's up for a judgeship? Do you know the history about them? Do you know what their votes are? Do you know anything? What about those propositions in the local ballots and state election type stuff too, right? What do you know about that? How much research have you done on those things? Because those are the actual fucking things that affect your life and affect your like day to day, right? I mean, we get so lost in this fucking bullshit at the highest levels. Like, sure, yeah. I mean, in all honesty, like, what has Trump done that can't be undone in that sense? Almost nothing, right? So why does everyone get so fucking freaked out, right? Like, he's only doing it to freak you out.
Well, basically they locked everyone inside their houses, shelter in place, so you're on the social media more, you're on the computer more, and yeah, you have limited, can't go to the breweries, can't go to the movie theater, can't go.
Well, and like,
places. That's why I think everyone's like so obsessed with red or blue.
Well, not like, bullshit. But there, because there's so much conflation, right? There's so much hypocrisy. There's so much idiocracy. Like, sometimes gets overlooked by both sides, right? Like, why is it perfectly safe for me to go to a brewery that has a food truck, because when I go to order my beer, I have to get the food in order to be able to get the beer.
Well, now and be outside, right?
But I can't just have a beer and be outside. Right?
Yep.
So, like,
How does that make I hate the law.
Like, it doesn't, like, either you can open a, be open as a brewery or a winery or whatever outside only with limited capacity, or you can't. Why the fuck? Like, if I have a salad, I'm COVID free? The fuck does that mean?
Yep.
Like, so I totally get that, right? I see how, like, you know, one side sees it that way. And the other side is, of me is like, well, I also get the fact that the idea behind it wasn't for your local bar or brewery to then have a food truck come and set up, you know, tables out on the street. The idea was to keep, like, the restaurant industry going. Right? And so they were trying to minimize people from just like, oh, okay, well, I have this massive outdoor space, I'm just going to throw fucking huge outdoor bar parties and people can get wasted and have unprotected sex and give each other COVID. And I don't know. I mean, COVID's not even like the worst concern for some people, but you know what I mean?
Well, Governor Fuckface, as I've said it before, fuck that guy, man, and his bullshit policies. That guy's going to be the president someday, I guarantee it, and that's really going to suck.
Did you see his ex-wife? Oh, you didn't watch any of the RNC convention?
Fuck no, I don't watch that shit. And well, I don't know who does.
But Donald Trump Jr. is currently dating a woman by the name of Kimberly Guilfoyle, who used to be known as Kimberly Guilfoyle Newsom, because she was married to Gavin Newsom when he was the governor, or when he was the mayor of San Francisco.
Crazy. Man. She definitely knows how to suck that political dick.
Like, double-ended, right?
Yep. And, yeah, man. Michelle Obama, another one. You know, what can you say? Hillary.
Whoa. Now you're just naming female politicians
that knew how to suck a dick to get into the White House, man.
Well, bro, you threw Hillary's name in there, but I'm just going to just counter that with a, have you heard of Monica Lewinsky? So...
We'll have to play the Dave Chappelle sketch where she's the most famous cocksucker in the world. Here comes more music. Thanks for listening. Kanye for president?
We're all doomed.
Yeah, we are.
And Kanye of treason. Son and turned into a daughter. Niggas know they ought to drink the fucking Kool-Aid. Industry laid out, authorities they too late. MC's past the due date. Niggas they do hate. You are Bobby Boucher, I'm the man like Gucci. I rock the Louis, but not like Kanye. Niggas see me kinda like Harry Belafonte. Step into the room, they be like, Dayo. Yeah, cause they know a nigga ain't Play-Doh. Shots all Fado. Is this Laredo? Border town, I knock them down just like Legos. Drink the Kool-Aid. I make a motherfucker drink the Kool-Aid. Let him know. Do you? Let him know. Do you? Let him know. Know who you fucking with. Know who you fucking with. Do you? Let him know. Do you? Let him know. Know who you fucking with. Know who you fucking with. Always. This ain't the patient. This ain't that nigga always on vacation. This ain't no white boy's rehabilitation. This is crazier than a boat full of Haitians. This is invasion.
creation mixed with degradation. This ain't no dead rapper's reincarnation. I heard it was a new West Coast. I ain't worried. I murder more stars than Conrad Murray. I got more bars in the penitentiary. I wrote this shit without a rhyme dictionary. Young bucks try to step up to the harem. Looking for some pussy, I'm an old buck, I dare him. Do you know who you fucking with? Know who you fucking with? Do you?
Let him know.
Do you?
Let him know.
Know who you fucking with? Know who you fucking with? Always. Always. Know who you fucking with? Know who you fucking with? Always. Always. Know who you fucking with? Know who you fucking with? Drink the Kool-Aid. I make a motherfucker drink. Drink the Kool-Aid.
Let him know.
Drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Kool-Aid. I make a motherfucker drink.
Let's go. You.
I drink the lid done.
Let him know.
Ain't no stopping the cheek. They call me. And if you got a problem with that, then the need that go bang, 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 bang. And I'll be everywhere on the map, but I rep that whiz. 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 I rep that whiz.
Hey, I've been rolling with the punches. But there were no victims. There were no victims. Only one I feel sorry for is that Lewinsky. I feel a little sorry for her. Don't y'all feel a little sorry for her at all? God damn, y'all, come on, man. Have a heart. That's a hard thing to be famous for, man. I mean, nobody want to be the most famous cocksucker of all times and shit. I feel bad for her. Not even the women feel sorry for her a little bit, ladies. Now that's jealousy. That's what that is. I mean, come on, y'all. That's one dick that girl sucked. It's going to haunt her for the rest of her life. Long after she spent that money up, that's still going to haunt her. And I know there's a lot of women in here with at least one dick they regret. And I bet you it wasn't a president's dick. I bet you worked at Kenny's Shoes or Safeway or something like that. Don't go judging her. Don't go judging her. See, we got to stop judging people. That girl was young, and she made a mistake that young girls make. She wanted to fuck a powerful man, period. That's as far as she thought it through. She wasn't thinking about how powerful the president was. She had no wisdom. An older woman would have helped everybody. An older woman would have been in there, you know, you should lower taxes. An older woman would have sucked us into a utopia. Last thing I'm going to say about it is this, that he is a famous man. I have dreamt of being famous, but I never dreamt of being that famous. I never understood how famous a president was, but imagine if somebody could suck your dick and then they're famous. You understand what I'm saying? That's crazy. That's crazy. I mean, no guy ever thought of that. There's nobody with a pickup line that good and shit.
Hey, suck my dick. There's a future in it.
What?
Oh, that's it now. Get out there and be somebody.
Yeah. so chilly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth. So tell me what the truth is.
For the truth is uncovered. All the
president's men,
all the president's men,
they never thought the scam would end. Now go rat on the friends.
All the
president's men,
all the president's men.
Humpty Dumpty wanted a wall, but Humpty Dumpty's gonna have a fall.
All the president's men, it's time to put them in the pen. Lock them up, don't let them freeze away the key.
Make America great again,
make them pay for the sins.
The president's men.
See him now, coming out, please. Got that deal to stay free, but they're running out of places to hide. The fight was good, they built a stash. Prosecution coming back, the president was never on your side.
Humpty Dumpty wanted a wall, but Humpty Dumpty's gonna have a fall.
All the president's men,
it's time to put them in the bin.
Lock them up, don't let them free, throw in the key.
Make America great again,
make them pay for the sin.
The president's men!
My question is, was it exhausting keeping track of all the lies you were telling all these people?
All the president's men! It's time to put them in the van! Lock them up, don't let them free, throw in the key!
Make America great again!
Make them pay for the sin!
The president's men! The president's men! The president's men,
lock them up.
The president's men,
in the band.
The president's men,
make America.
The president's men,
great again.
The president's men,
lock them up.
The president's men,
in the band.
The president's men,
make America.
The president's men,
great again.
The president's men.
I don't know if ever was the great to start with. Ugh.
Episode 231 coming at you. Kanye for president.
I guess. I mean,
fuck. Yeah, we're fucking doomed. It's the election. It's coming up. And yeah, I can't wait till it's over. Kanye is our best hope.
I mean, it would be shit, so man. Idiocracy of us, right? I mean,
Donald Trump is a reality star, famous for saying you're fired on whatever that's.
I'm not giving it a fucking name drop. Fuck that. Fucking clown.
The Apprentice.
I was always a fucking clown. Anyway. If y'all didn't see him as a fucking clown, then you're a fucking clown.
They're all clowns, and yeah, their net worths go from. Well, he was actually already rich, but. Obama's net worth went from like $200,000 to like $10 million in 1 year prior to getting elected president. What the fuck, man? It's all secret backdoor dealings. DJ Gower walking around the yard once again.
We're sounds like you're checking out those QAnon rabbit holes, bro.
That's right. And pretty crazy. Andrew.
I believe it.
Yeah. What can you say?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Freemasons built the internet, so.
There you go.
Shout out to back in the day when we used to have our actual radio show, we would have this wonderful guest that came through. He used to live across the street from us by the name of Conspiracy Theory Theo. Conspiracy Theory Theo, shout out to you crazy fuck. I remember when you gave me some like manifesto. You remember that shit?
I still had it, dude. Did it, like, after every sentence, it was like, can you believe it? Unbelievable, right? Oh, Jesus. Taking it back. Chico, Corona spiking. The students came back.
What did those students happen?
Now they're leaving in. Yep. Thank God the shit wasn't around when we were in college, or we'd be spreading it, I'm sure. Getting wasted. Yeah. And being idiots, you know?
I mean, I would hope to think that we would at least be like, all right, we got our crew. Let's just hang and do our thing. Like, no.
Yeah, maybe. Probably. I could see that. But that's still like, would be like 20 people.
Yeah, it's true.
Just raging.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too already. It's too many.
Although I did go over to a friend's house. There wasn't 20 people. There was 5, but or 6. But for a fantasy football draft, I was like the most additional humans in one space that I've hung out with and since like March.
Well, I hung out with 5 people last night. And me and my wife, so a total of 7. Holy shit.
I mean, but you weren't like in a sauna, right? Like you weren't like in a confined space or anything, right?
We were in a backyard the entire night, distance, you know.
You know.
Of course.
It's great here in California because it's like right now with all the fucking smoke and everything. It's been around for like a month now. Anytime you go outside and like do anything for 5 minutes, your chest is on fire and you're like, oh, do I have Rona? You're like, oh no, I've just breathed in like a pack of cigarettes worth of fucking smoke in 5 minutes.
That's true. Check out our episode Smoked Out if you're into some smoking tracks. Some smoking
shocking
games.
That one wasn't more well received, actually.
Nobody cares. I like listening to these when I drive to work. Yeah, so we're still making them 10 years later, and I wish we could actually hang out, which we will. Just, I'm thinking like in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. We'll see here. So I would like to make it happen because, you know, there's this fucking computer shit's for the birds.
Yeah, I know. All right, well, we're closing it out. Thanks for listening. We're playing some more music. Kanye for president. We're so fucked. Right.
You could always vote for us. Treason.
For president? There you go. And treason.
George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, John Quincy Adams, Andrew Jackson, Martin Van Buren, William Harrison, John Tyler, James Polk, Zachary Taylor, Millard Fillmore, Franklin Pierce, James Buchanan, Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Johnson, Ulysses S. Grant, Rutherford B. Hayes, James A. Garfield, Chester Arthur, Grover Cleveland, Benjamin Harrison, Grover Cleveland, William McKinley, Theodore Roosevelt, William Howard Taft, Woodrow Wilson, Warren Harding, Calvin Coolidge, Herbert Hoover, Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, Dwight wipe the eyes, and Howard, John F. Kennedy, Lyndon B. Johnson, Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, 1 through 45.
Hey, hey, yo, Sap, what's good, bruh? This man's kinda high out here. Hey, yo, the flyest motherfucker in the room, yeah, you know it's me. Bitches hating on him cause he started out here locally. Hopefully, I'll be at the top soon. For now, I'm at my house, on the couch, watching cartoons. You know how much you love it when you get it in abundance. Give a fuck about a budget when you always be the subject of discussion. But it's nothing when you stop and just say fuck it, cause you walking out in public and you hear him talking rubbish. I just wanna ride through the city in a Cutlass, find a big butt, bitch, somewhere get my nuts kissed. That's the way it goes when you party just like I do. Bitches on my dick that used to brush me off in high school, take over the world when I'm on my Donald Trump shit. Look at all this money, ain't that some shit? Take over the world when I'm on my Donald Trump shit. Look at all this money, ain't that some shit? We gon' take over the world while these haters getting mad. That's why all my bitches bad. They see this crazy life I have in A&R. We gon' win, you can take the loser draw. What I'm in, got these hoes who used to play me in they bronze. We gon' take over the world while these haters getting mad. Take over the world while these haters get mad. That's why all my bitches bad. They see this crazy life I have. Hop into the car and then we take them to the pad. It's the path. And motherfuckers think they know me, but they never met the kids. They'll come with excellence and money make benevolence irrelevant for the fuckers who never been intelligent. I kill my handy, break the bottle for the hell of it. Tell a bitch that she better bring her friends, and if she want an autograph, she better bring a pen. Yeah, the party never end. This life is what I recommend. And if you got a hoe pick for me, then she better be a 10. I ain't picky, but these girls be acting tricky when the situation's sticky and the liquor got them silly. But I take over the world when I'm on my Donald Trump shit. Look at all this money, ain't that some shit? We gon' take over the world while these haters getting mad. That's why all my bitches bad. They see this crazy life I have in A&R. We gon' win, you can take the loser draw. What I'm in, got these hoes who used to play me in they bronze. We gon' take over the world while these haters getting mad. Take over the world while these haters get mad. That's why all my bitches bad. They see this crazy life I have. Hop into the car and then we take them to the pad.
Election time's coming. Who you gonna vote for? Yeah. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. They go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president, yeah. Instead of spending billions on the war, I can use that money so I can feed the poor. Cause I know some so poor. When it rains, that's when they shower, scream and fight the power. That's when the vulture devours. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday, buried on Sunday. They go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president, yeah. I know some soldiers that sleep but they can't dream. Wake up with screams, sounds of M16. So take this medal of honor for your bravery. I wish you the best, kid. You and your family. If I was president, I'd get elected on Friday, assassinated on Saturday,
buried on Sunday. They go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, if I was president.
But the radio won't play this. They call it rebel music. How can you refuse it? Children of Moses, tell the children the truth. Truth.
It's not all that bling that's diamond.
Yeah. Tell them the truth, the truth.
Most of y'all wear cubic zirconia.
Take it off.
Tell
now.
Them the truth, the truth. Yeah,
your soul is worth more than diamonds.
If I was president. All blacks, I have reparation, no segregation. Feed the nation so there's no famine. Muslims, Jews, Christians, with our whole hands. Every week on the beach, party by the sand. Word up, take trips on Air Force One. Don't need to bring the homeless with no sneaks to Air Force One. Better schools in the hood, better teachers for the classes. Making money, paying no taxes. Find the best scientists, tell them come up with an answer. I want the cure for AIDS and cancer. But I gotta watch my back, snipers on the hill with the steel. Waiting to JF kills.
I was president. I get elected on Friday. Assassinated on Saturday. Buried on Sunday. They go back to work on Monday. If I was president, if I was president, I feel the rain coming. Let me play my guitar for them right now.
Let's go.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.